From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jamie Hobbs. Despite the distractions created by Governor Greitens' scandals, some senators are satisfied with what they accomplished this legislative session. KBIA's Sarah Kellogg reports.
The legislative session ended Friday, with many senators finishing their state politics careers due to term limits. One such lawmaker is Senator Dan Brown. He says the mark of a good session is passing a good budget.
I'm leaving my last term. And I'm leaving with a budget that I'm proud of that doesn't have holes in it. I tried to prevent that for whomever the new approach chair may be.
Reporting from Jefferson City, I'm Sarah Kellogg, KBIA News.
Missouri voters will get to decide whether to raise the state's gas tax this fall. Friday, the Missouri House passed a bill that would gradually raise the gas tax by 10 cents a gallon over a four-year period. But instead of relying on Governor Greitens, who opposed the bill, to sign it, the measure will go on the state's November ballot. Republican Kevin Corlew of Kansas City strongly voiced support for the bill.
Are we satisfied with sitting in traffic day after day after day on the way to work and losing productive hours? Are we satisfied with school children having to go around miles and miles to get across a bridge that they can't go over on their school bus?
Missouri's special legislative session has officially begun, but so far nothing has happened. House and Senate members briefly opened the session Friday to make a few motions, then adjourned until next week to hold technical sessions, which last a couple of minutes and only require 2 to 3 lawmakers per chamber. But the committee that's been investigating Governor Greitens is meeting this week, and House Speaker Todd Richardson says they'll be adding more lawmakers to the committee.
There's a whole lot of work to be done. And so the more members that they have on the committee to help them with that work, the better. And to the extent that that we can get them an additional manpower, that's the reason.
Senator Claire McCaskill voted against the new CIA director, the Associated Press reports. President Donald Trump's nominee for the position, Gina Haspel, was confirmed Thursday after a debate about her role in the CIA's torture program. McCaskill briefly addressed her vote against Haspel, saying she was, quote, very uncomfortable with Haspel's answers during a classified briefing. McCaskill says she can't share publicly what was discussed during the briefing. I'm Jamie Hobbs, KBIA News, Columbia.